streaming live at WABE.org. Welcome back to A Closer Look with Rose Scott. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Of course, the Academy Awards were Sunday night, but Atlanta is becoming more of a film capital than at least it has been in a long time, and not just Atlanta. It's a film and TV production going on all over the state of Georgia. A big reason for that, the state has made it economically convenient for producers to bring their projects here through tax credits and other incentives. And Rose, you have evidence of that in your own neighborhood.
They are currently filming a movie right now. I've been trying to get on the set, but some very large security guards have prevented me from doing that. So it's like
Anchorman 2, Selma, just a couple of the big movies that have been filmed around here recently.
Taken 3 was just filmed around our studio here. So again, tried to get on the set and was turned away.
Now, this has a little bit of a history. I mean, you can go back to Driving Miss Daisy, for instance, and there were
Fried Green Tomatoes here in Georgia.
A lot of movies, but it was only in the last couple of, the last decade or so that the tax credits really got going, and Los Angeles has noticed. California Governor Jerry Brown, back in December, signed a bill which would triple, actually more than triple, the size of the tax credits that California gives film and TV people. And looking on was Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, who has pretty much declared war on Georgia and other places that are luring the film business away from L.A. Joining us now from Los Angeles is Mayor Garcetti's communications director, Yusef Rab. Welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
When this was put together, was Georgia actually one of the targets? Was Georgia a catalyst for what happened with Governor Brown and Mayor Garcetti and the enhanced tax credits out your way?
You know, Georgia was, and I'll say it's not necessarily us declaring war on Georgia and other states, but it's us fighting back. When other states started creating these incentives, the accountants at the studios noticed and started, moving productions out of state. You know, here in L.A., they call it runaway production. I prefer to say it's production being lured away with shiny baubles, frankly, hard cash from these states. So, you know, the mayor put together a coalition across the industry and across the state, and we've tripled our tax credit here in L.A., and we think that's going to level the playing field.
And this is Rose Scott. And also, this would have had an impact on jobs as well in your state and around L.A.
You know, absolutely. Look, for us, this isn't about, you know, the stars you see on the screen. It's for the people who are in the credits and maybe even not in the credits. You know, here in, you know, when you go to Detroit, the guy next door and down the block works for Ford or Chevy or Dodge. Here in L.A., you have people who swing hammers, who paint the sets, who do the makeup, who cater productions, who run the cable, operate the lights. These are tens of thousands of middle-class jobs in here in L.A. It generates overall hundreds of thousands of middle-class jobs here. That's what this is about, and our tax credit is specifically geared, pegged to how many what we call below-the-line jobs there are on set.
Yusef, let me ask you this. Were you all able to sort of estimate how much in terms of dollars, and I'm sure it's up in hundreds of millions, if maybe not even billions, that since all of these other states, including Georgia, and I think some of the neighboring states, have lured away that production, how much it's cost California? Have you all been able to sort of gauge that estimate?
You know, the estimate that we have is about $1 billion worth of production over the last decade, but it's hard to say. You know, you can't survey the mind of every studio accountant and producer and say, was it that tax credit? Was it the weather? You know, for example, you mentioned Driving Miss Daisy or Fried Green Tomatoes. Of course, those movies are set in the South, and so it makes sense to film in Georgia. Now, Taken 3 might have a suspicion that's a little bit more about the bottom line than it was, the wonderful antebellum mansions of Georgia.
Let's take a look, though, at the net. And whether it's California or Georgia or another state, the question continues to come up as studies are looking at the net benefits of the tax credits, whether they actually translate into a net benefit for the state. There was a report in Louisiana that said the net for the incentives there was actually a cost to taxpayers in 2012 of $170 million. So is it, I mean, obviously L.A. is in a unique position because they're the capital of the film industry. Hollywood is there. But has there been pushback in either the city or the state to say, you know, if these productions go, the ones that go, maybe it's just worth it for us to let them go and keep the ones we have rather than shell out more money to bring them back. We might end up losing in the end.
Well, first of all, we've done studies here in California, in particular in Southern California, that show that we have a net positive. That said, I think our region may be in a unique situation compared to other states, and I'll tell you why. First of all, we don't have to invest as much to level the playing field. If someone is offering, and I'm just making up numbers here, a dollar to film across the country, perhaps we only have to offer 50% because the infrastructure is already here. You don't have to rent hotels. You don't have to fly people out. You don't have to keep shuttling talent back and forth and things like that. It's always easy to stay home and do your job as opposed to decamping for 6 or 9 months in some remote location. So first of all, California doesn't necessarily have to invest as much as other states do to keep their productions, whereas you guys are trying to lure our productions away.
But real quickly, wouldn't a counter to that here in Georgia, and we have heard it, that the costs once you're here are lower for the production, whether it's taxes or just the general costs of doing business. They're lower here and in other places than they would be in L.A. even if you stayed home.
You know, and that's the balance. Is it cheaper to fly to Georgia and try to ship out and cobble together the trucks and cables and lights and personnel do you need, or is it cheaper to stay here in L.A. with our tax credit that we have right now and have everything at your fingertips? That's the balance that these accountants do, and that's what went into our tripling of the film tax credit. But the second reason why this is extremely important for L.A., and actually why it's important for places like Georgia, is over time, our talent does move if it's lured away. Over time, those logistics become pre-positioned. It's almost like an army. We flew out a bunch of stuff in the Gulf War, right, in the 90s to do that war in 1991. We left some of it there so we wouldn't have to fly it out a second time. It's the same thing with the movies. I'll tell you a story. I visited a prop house owner in Sunland. That's in our San Fernando Valley. His grandfather started the business, then his father ran it, and now he's doing it. He wanted to leave this business to his son, and his son is working in the business, but he opened the business's second branch in Atlanta. And his other son is now looking at opening a third branch of his business in London. Those guys aren't coming back once they've set roots like that. So we're trying to fight back and prevent those roots from growing in your state and other places.
Well, and Youssef, there's another aspect here, and that is, let's look at these states that are luring the film production, Georgia, North Carolina, Louisiana. They're also right-to-work states, and that has been brought up as a big issue here because you don't have to worry about the unions here.
You know, I've heard that argument too, but when talking with producers and studio executives and the management of these productions, the bottom line is they want to make sure that they're getting a return on their dollar. What we have here with our unions here is they know when you hire IATSE, for example, when you hire the electricians union to do the electric work, it's going to get done on time, probably under budget, and be done well. And so they're willing to pay for that skill. So while sometimes they find a short-term benefit to flying out there, with our tax credit, we think we level it out enough so that they're willing to come here, pay a little bit more for those electricians and carpenters and people like that, but they understand they have 100% confidence in the work that those folks are going to do. And as you know, with film production, delays are what kills production.
Well, and when you talk about large production, though, if you have a huge production and you're in this state, then you can say, well, you know what, maybe we don't care, that it may take a little longer, we will get the work done, but also you don't have to pay as much, and that's where the labor issue comes in, and I think that's why the right to work states has been an issue here. Are you saying that our production people can't get stuff done on time, Youssef?
I'm just saying we have an unparalleled talent pool, and I think everyone would admit that. Well, why we tripled our tax credit, why Mayor Garcetti led that fight, was to make sure that we keep that talent pool here. Again, that is a huge, huge advantage that we have. But if second generations and third generations say, hey, you know what, I can live in Atlanta and buy a bigger house for less money and have a nice quality of life, that starts growing your own talent pool. And that's what we're saying. We're trying to keep these folks home. Lay down your roots and keep them here.
And that is you're just touching on one of the things that's being kicked around in our legislature right now, which is the idea of developing kind of training academies for production talent so that people will be ready to go whenever a production comes here. But let me just get to sort of the future question. We have so many more, because of the explosion of media of all kinds, we really don't, aren't we seeing so many more productions, whether it's film or TV or cable on demand or Netflix or what have you, that there might be enough for everybody and that we'll never see the concentration that we did in LA, and what's happening is just a natural consequence of the explosion of visual media?
You know, there's a certain aspect to that. I think that the tax incentives, because we all saw the timing of this kind of outsourcing, so to speak, of Hollywood into other states, directly coincided with the tax credits, and the studios have been very open about that. You know, the other thing, quite frankly, that's happening is you don't need to have a giant processing lab and huge equipment and a studio backlot to edit a movie anymore. You can practically do it on a laptop. And that's the other factor that's going to come in. You know, it used to be you needed very expensive, large machines to make movies.
So the question then becomes...
You can do it in the palm of your hand, and that's really an issue that we all have to face.
Yeah, so the question then becomes, tax credits or not, is L.A. ever going to be able to lure back the business that it's lost to other places simply because it can be done in other places now?
You know, I think what we're trying to do is lure back. Again, one of the things we did with our tax credit is now make blockbuster films eligible for it. The old tax credit used to kind of concentrate just on smaller ones, and now you can get the credit for big productions. Look,
yeah, but these studios make a ton of money. Mm-hmm. Why do they need the tax credit? Somebody in California might say, well, just because it's a glamorous industry, it gets tax credits, whereas I don't.
Well, again, and someone in Georgia may say the same thing. Here's the bottom line. You know, for those studios, if they're looking at making 10% or 11%, they're going to go where they can make 11%. That's the bottom line for them, and that's what we're trying to compete against. That's the reality of the marketplace, and we can either engage with the market or let things take its course, and the natural course will be a race to the bottom. And again, California is in a unique situation. It's like the auto industry for us. We obviously have to grow and evolve, but this is a fundamental bedrock of our middle class. And I'll just touch on something, though, that's happening here in California. We're seeing, you mentioned the Netflix and the other sorts of productions. What LA, we believe, can uniquely do is intersect entertainment and technology. That's why we saw YouTube open its studios down here. We're seeing Google expand here in Los Angeles. We're seeing the Hollywood companies start co-locating with tech companies. And mm-hmm. We really think that's going to be the key to our future success. It's not about celluloid film anymore. It's about digital and where we're both are happening.
And here in Georgia, we're seeing more studios open up as well, mm-hmm. which is also part of what the state wants to do to lure films here. Youssef, we appreciate you taking time. It was a very engaging conversation. But you don't, just for the record, y'all don't hate Georgia, right?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
So who's going to win?
You know, I have to say we have the home field advantage.
Youssef Rabb is the communications director for Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti. Thanks so much for being with us, and we'll see you in the movies.
Yeah, have a good one.
Thanks, Youssef.
Okay.
Maybe Anchorman 64, they can have that.
By then, they'll get it back. It's 119, and this is A Closer Look on 90.1 WABE.